So you like the hair? I honestly don't like it. Let me tell y'all why I don't like my hair, right? First of all, I did it myself. I don't like it because I'm China Black and I always stay with a bang, but you know, sometimes you just got to put this joint up. It's getting too hot for that. Okay. So tonight we have a few things to talk about. First and foremost, subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe. Follow me on all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. Also subscribe to the podcast. Also subscribe to the podcast, The Fortune Cookie with CB Man. So let's get right into this, y'all. Tonight I want to talk about a few things, so hopefully y'all can bear with me. I want to talk about, y'all know I'm a Game of Thrones fan, right? And I'm a real, real, real big Jon Snow fan. And Jon Snow has recently gone to rehab, I believe, in Canada. And, but don't quote me. I'm just like, you know, I've been reading on a lot of different things. I saw a few videos and he has gone to rehab. Now they are saying that he's going to rehab because of stress from the show, I guess, from leaving. Because think about it. It was almost what 9 years or something like that show was on. And the fact that they were all kids at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Like, they were freaking kids. And he's been in this character for so long. Like, that's like being something that you're not, and then you're trying to figure out who you are after this person leaves. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, that's so, I feel so bad for Jon Snow. Listen, I love me some Jon Snow, bro. I love me some Kit Harington, am I saying it right? But I've been saying Jon Snow for so goddamn long. So I just want to send some prayers to him. I put out a video on my Instagram talking. There was a video that I found in 2018 of him getting kicked out of a bar and everything. You could tell that he just probably had too many drinks. And that's one of the things that we really have to look at, because a lot of people want to act, myself included, you know, and not realize that sometimes you can get into a different character for so long that you can honestly forget who you are. You know what I mean? So I just want to send some prayers to him and his family, him and his wife, his kids and everything like that. Everybody, because it can happen to anybody. You know, like, we look at these people and we look at them like, well, what's wrong? What's the problem? You know, and it's like, just because you have money, just because you have fame, the fame is already in itself a lot, you know? Like, I believe he made a statement about it and his publicist put something out speaking on the situation and spoke in terms of basically like he's trying to get himself back together. You know, he just needs some time for himself. Like, even being famous was a lot to him. Think about it. You go from being okay just by yourself, and then now and then all of a sudden everybody knows you. You can't go anywhere. That's with every, you know, with every any celebrity. Like, you know what I mean? These were kids. Because again, you're trying to grow. You're trying to figure out who you are as teenagers, growing to pre-adulthood. You know what I mean? Like, into adulthood, it's just so much that you're dealing with. So the fact that the show is over, it's like, okay, what am I left with? Like, who am I? You know what I mean? Like, darn, I just feel so bad for Jon Snow. I feel so sad for him, you know? It's just a messed up situation. I hope that he gets the care that he needs, because any of us can go through that situation at any given time, you know? So I just wanted to say something about that. Next topic, I want to discuss this 50 Cent and Rotimi situation, right? And I put a video out and on my YouTube channel, and I put some audio out basically discussing what I thought about it. And I honestly thought that shit was a joke. I literally thought that 50 Cent, maybe he is playing, but now that's why I waited, because now that the situation and more information is out and Rotimi made a statement on TMZ discussing that, you know, he's still his artist. He still owe him, as far as like, instead of waiting for royalties, he gave him $100,000 for right now. And the crazy thing is, even still, to come in, okay, to come to the realization, like, okay, it wasn't a fucking juke. But do you understand the promo behind it? Do you understand that I listened to the album just because of the 50 and Rotimi situation? Do you understand that? Do you understand that the psycho shit that 50 Cent me doing? He's the biggest troll on Instagram and he fucking knows it, yo. He knows that shit. It's already number one. And like I said, I listened to it. I listened to the goddamn album simply because that man was up there talking about, yeah, he owed me money. I said, shit, he won number one. Let me go listen to it, child. Let me go listen to it. And it is good. It's a lot of songs that are really good. But like I said, the psycho shit, yo. I literally thought that this was a joke. And in his mind, it probably is. Like, he like, yeah, he still love him or whatever. But that's some crazy ass shit, yo. That's some crazy stuff to do, 50. Like, you're a big-ass troll. Like, I literally was like, man, y'all bullshitting, dog. Y'all, you know he doing this for promo. I literally fucking believe that. And now Rotimi gonna give him $100,000. And then, what's his name? Harvey on TMZ talk about somehow. You gave him 100. The nigga just went number one. He on power. You don't think that he got $100,000? He gave up too much information on that Breakfast Club interview. The fact that he just said, no, I don't think he's going to do it. And then he put your dumb ass right on Instagram. That's why I thought it was a fucking joke. Got me sitting up here. Child. Any fucking way. 50's a troll. That's all I got to say about that. Because like I said, I'm my dumb ass going to listen to the goddamn album. Just because. Even though I like him, I like Rotimi. I really do. I like him, but I can't stand that nigga as Dre. You need to die. You need to die on fucking power, and I can't wait. I bet you he's not even going to die. I bet you just because I want the nigga to die, he ain't going to fucking die. He ain't even going to die. And then did y'all think about the fact that Tyreek never got on the train? Child, where the fuck is Tyreek ass? 15 episodes? This shit is going to be crazy. 50 know exactly what to do. He been doing that shit since the beginning, though. He made us even look at Floyd Mayweather different. He told that nigga to fucking read a Harry Potter book. That nigga is crazy, bro. Shit. Next topic, because I want to get to this CP5 shit so bad. Next topic, child. When They See Us is dropping tomorrow. And let me get back to it. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook right now. So next topic, I want to talk about this Lena responding to fucking fake-ass Eazy-E nut-ass, right? And people was pissed talking about you keep calling him either fake-ass Eazy-E. He is fake-ass Eazy-E because that's the approach he took. Hey, that's the approach his nut-ass took, yo. Fucking around with them girls. So Lena responds on the Breakfast Club, right? And supposedly, watch the other video where I covered it. Him basically fake ass Eazy-E from the Shy, the one that played Brandon, was he got fired from his agency and all this other stuff for basically some harassment shit on the set. So Lena responds today on the Breakfast Club. And when I tell y'all, I look at Lena different now. Because she ain't say shit, bro. She didn't say nothing to quit. The only thing that I feel like she's trying to get across is the fact that she tried to help the situation. Lena, we understand that you tried to help the situation, but don't keep this. Charlamagne was asking her so many goddamn questions, and she just kept saying the same thing over and over. It was pissing me the fuck off. So supposedly, Lena feels like, you know, she knew about the situation, but it was later on after the first season. Now, her response to the situation is that she hired she tried to change the situation by hiring Black people or making the set more diverse. Okay, I understand that. And I do understand the fact that they were willing to work with each other even after the incident happened. But can somebody explain to me? I want to know what happened outside. Because Jerrica's ass had an incident with him offset. So, because I didn't think about this until after I did my video. I'm like, what the fuck happened offset? Like, were they talking already? Like, but even still, I'm not trying to justify the situation. I'm not trying to say that she is wrong or none of that. I swear to God, I'm not. But I just want to know, I want to hear from them because Lena is not giving me shit. Lena's not giving me nothing. I don't like the response to anything that she's saying. I don't like the fact that you sat there and keep saying the same thing over and over. I'm not trying to fucking hear that shit. Explain to me. So she said that she checked them and yada, yada, yada. But why didn't... I don't know, bro. Like I said, I wanted to bring it up because I already did it. This is basically an update on what the fuck is going on. Lena responds and didn't give a shit. We didn't get nothing but the fact that, okay, you love black women. You will believe every black woman. And like all black women tell the truth. I didn't like that. Because I feel like now you're trying to cover this. See, this is all my opinion. This is all that I'm saying. This is all my opinion. I don't feel like she gave us enough. I feel like being as though she got thrown under the bus. Now she's trying to make it seem like, okay, I don't do this to no black people, da 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 da. No, you need to, she apologized. I even accept that. But the fact that y'all knew about this motherfucker, so I can't even say that because I know, I also wear many fucking hats, bro. So I understand that being a writer, being a director, you know what I mean? All the things that's involved. But you sat here and said, made it seem like you was the boss when the shit first started. But you saying that, okay, they understood, they were able to assist you with hiring whoever you want to hire. But if he was doing that, why even keep him on the show? Even if still they were willing to work with each other, why are we working with this type of person? I just didn't understand that shit. I feel like Lena Waithe didn't give us fucking nothing in that goddamn interview at all. You didn't explain anything to me. Besides, okay, you hired somebody to try to fix it. You apologize. You'll do things differently. Da 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 da. But I don't give a shit. Okay, so next topic, right? Goddamn. Okay, so there's this new movie coming out tomorrow, y'all. And it's called When They See Us. I hope that y'all saw the trailer. I hope that a whole bunch of black women, a whole bunch of black men is going to tune into this movie. It's by Ava DuVernay. And Ava DuVernay been doing her thing for a minute. We talking about from Greenleaf. I think she's involved in Greenleaf, isn't she? Greenleaf, Queen Sugar, Underground, whole bunch of stuff. So the movie is on Netflix and it's about the Central Park 5 incident with the five kids that were coerced into saying that they raped this jogger, okay, in Central Park in New York City. And when I tell y'all, I know I'm gonna be crying, yo. I know I'm gonna be crying. I just looked as so many different videos of them, y'all. And then just like to see how powerful they are now, just to have their voices back. The fact that this shit has been going on for so goddamn long. And the fact that if it was in Donald Trump's hand at that time, if it would have went as far as that, if it was like the 1920s and before that, they would have got hung for no reason, y'all. Like, that's the fucked up part for me, because we literally have to teach our kids about watching out for the police. The police are supposed to protect us. They were getting statements and oh my God, when I tell y'all, they took one of the little boys, Corey Wise. The dude Corey Wise, dog, he wasn't even on the list to get picked up. He went there with his mans. He just went there to support his friend. But because his mother was not around at the time, they used that shit against him. And made him a part of the whole fucking thing. When y'all see the video, I'm telling y'all, go look at these videos of their confessions of this shit. They can't even remember each other's names. The kids didn't even fucking know each other, y'all. Oh my God, that shit's pissing me off. These kids didn't even know each other. They coerced these fucking kids into saying that he did this, he did that. They dragged the body. They told the kids the fucking story in order for them to, when they get with their parents after hours, we're talking about 20, almost, oh, fucking God, bro. We talking about all night. All night, bro. That little boy wasn't even the fuck there. And he was 16 and he got the most time, bro. The most time? Motherfuckers, they didn't even apologize to no damn body. A documentary on them on ID, right? On 2020 ID or whatever the case may be. I'm telling y'all, go on YouTube and check this shit out, bro. Like, it bugged my mind. I know I'm going to cry tomorrow. I know I'm going to cry watching this movie simply because fuck, that shit's so close to home. It's so goddamn close to home. I'm not understanding, like, it's shit that we're still going through every single day. And Donald Trump is our president now. This same person that put out an ad for these kids to get the death penalty, and y'all voted for this nigga? Oh, I can't. That's not, I don't even want to get on no political shit. But it's so heartbreaking. It's so heartbreaking to see. I know it's so many of those kids that should not be in jail. It's so many kids that should not be in juvenile detention centers. And then which doesn't make sense to me is you put them in group homes or detention centers where it's a whole bunch of boys that's angry together. So it's a whole bunch of testosterone and all this other shit and then egos and everything else. And you put them all in one room. I mean, all in one. This could have been one of our kids. This could have been our kids. And then they get exonerated and you still fucking 40 million. And no, that was including the legal fees and everything else. God, that shit is burning my heart to even understand or even like to fathom that. Because I can understand it. I like, that's a scary thing. They in there beating up the little boy because they know his mom not supposed, he wasn't even supposed to be there. His mom don't even know where he at. So the other little boy is in the other room hearing this shit. So now that's scaring them. So they come in there telling them, yeah, he told me you did it. The kids didn't even know each other's names. They didn't meet each other or even know who each other was until they got in fucking prison. 6 to 7 years. And then the one that wasn't even supposed to be there. The one that wasn't even supposed to be there. 16 years old. Served the most time. 13 years? Oh my God, that shit making me mad. I knew nothing about this. Listen, that shit happened in 89, bro. I'm 91. I'm a 90s baby. So that shit is giving me chills to even, like, I watched so many videos on these dudes and just to see the progression. They can speak better than Donald Trump's dumbass. And they've been in jail all them years. Exonerating everything. What's up? You funny as shit, CB, man. Yeah, man. Like, I can't wait for this movie to come out tomorrow, but I know I'm gonna cry. And I wanna watch it with my kids. Like, I got two boys, bro. My son's 16 right now. My stepson is 16, bro. So to even watch that and to that shit hurt. That shit hurt, yo. Like, to even fuck, bro. Like, I'm about to cut this shit off. Because that's real, bro. Like, we got to go through this shit every single fucking day as women, right? But to even understand that our black men got to... I'm getting pissed. I'm getting mad. Stop fucking asking about my mom all the time. I don't know where a funky ass at. That shit pissing me off. That's why I'm crying right now, because like I said, my son is 16. So to even, but he was in like a hole in cell recently for doing some dumb shit. But they didn't even, I think they held him longer than what he was supposed to and everything else. But like, it's so fucking scary to even think about my son being in jail and being accused of rape, something that I know my baby ain't do, right? And then going in there, you know you don't fucking do something. So you know how they treat them rapists in there, right? Y'all know how they fucking treat them rapists in there. So going in there at 16, 15, 14 years old, they took everything from them. They took their childhood. They took their innocence. They took everything from them, yo. They didn't even fucking know each other. They didn't even fucking know each other. They met in there, like, on the video, they don't even know each other names. Like, all the confessions, they don't even know each other name. The lady is like pushing, fuck. The lady is like showing them pictures. They took this little boy to the crime scene. At 16 years old, they took him to the motherfucking crime scene where that lady was, it was so much blood. She was dragged and then didn't have no fucking evidence. Not one evidence, no blood, no nothing. You drag somebody and if her t-shirt and everything else is pouring with blood, drenched in blood, and none of that is on those kids. Fucking pissing me off. Like I said, I'm mad. I got two boys, yo. And I gotta sit here and teach my son to not trust the fucking law that's supposed to protect us. Fucking making me mad. Cause that shit is so goddamn scary. Like, I know I shelter my babies. I know I shelter my kids, but it's all for that reason alone. Like, I tell my son every single day, you got to be doing 10 times better than these motherfuckers. Because they're going to look at you. They're going to look at your hair. They're going to look at you and assume you don't fucking know shit. And not realize that you know more than... I know I'm gonna cry tomorrow. I'm fucking crying now, yo. I'm fucking pissed off. Like, it's like, because there, nothing has changed. I'm mad because, like, we in fucking 2019, and I still feel that. We still feel that fear of our boys going outside every single day. My child don't even ride his fucking bike down the street. I don't even let him ride his bike down the street, bro. I don't even let him play with the kids down the block. All the time, all we hear is fucking police back and forth. I gotta teach my son not to trust no cops. That shit making me so mad. Like I said, that boy was 16 years old and y'all took him to the crime scene. So even when he confessing, after y'all done already whooped his ass, he in there confessing. They can't even remember each other's name. They all saying the wrong fucking names. They all look scared. They all saying the wrong shit. This bitch over here showing them pictures and all of that. Fucking. We got to teach our kids how to fucking put their hands up correctly. Properly. The fuck? I just watched the video the other day. The cop talk about he got a gun. He like, what? Had to put his hands out the window. Ain't nothing fucking changed. Oh my God, I'm so mad. And this is why niggas be snapping. And this is why niggas go. And this is why we look at y'all the way. And I'm not saying that all people aren't the same, but I just want y'all to recognize we can't take this shit off. Like I said, they're going to look at my child like he don't know nothing and try to do this and do that because he black just because. I get pulled over now just because I got tents on my fucking car. And every time they pull me over because I look like a child, they're like, oh, I'm sorry, man. Yeah, because you thought I was a nigga. I'm getting mad, yo. Like, it's just pissing me off. Like, I'm really excited to see the movie tomorrow, but I know I want everybody to watch this shit. I don't want everybody to get mad. I don't want us to get mad or nothing like that. I really want us to recognize our fucking power. They scared of us because they know how fucking strong we are. You sitting there talking about I got a gun and I got my phone out. You that nigga told he was going to light Sandra Bland up. That's a fucking woman. I will light you up. What? Because I won't put out my cigarette in my fucking car? Nothing changed today. Nothing fucking has changed today. I'm excited to see the movie, but like I said, like, we really need to recognize our own power. We really need to educate ourselves with this law shit and know what the fuck we are doing, because they will take everything from us. They took those kids' childhood the fuck away from them. Like, it was nothing. Like, it was nothing. Gave them $40 million to split between five people. Fuck the fact that their families had to, you know, put up lawyer money for them, put money on their books, 14 and 15 and 16 years old. I'm going to get off of here because I'm getting mad. Like, I'm crying. I just want y'all to check the movie out tomorrow on Netflix. I know it's going to go viral. I know it's going to be great. I don't even think I'm going to fucking work tomorrow night just because I want to see the movie. But again, I got two boys and it's scary. It's still scary today. And to even fucking think about my child being in a fucking jail cell and nobody called me or somebody tried to take advantage of him, I'm pissed. I'm going to get off of here. I thought I was going to be here longer, but I just can't. I'm emotional right now, and I ain't no fucking bitch, nigga. I'm a gangster. I don't want y'all to be talking shit. So I'm out of here. Hey, Chandra, I was just in here crying, girl. I'm about to get off of here, talk about this. When they see us, that's what's coming out tomorrow. But I'm going to get off here because I got too emotional. I can't do it tonight. Hey, Chandra, I'm going to get off here because I want to go in there and watch Jovi live. Is she still live? She about to go live now. So thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate you. But I would just talk about a few things. Please support by subscribing to the YouTube channel. I'm emotional because when they see us, it's coming down. Like I said, I have two boys and that shit hurt my heart.